KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Coming up, bus tunnel no more. I'm Corwin Hape in downtown Seattle with the potential commuter confusion.
We'll get to traffic and your forecast coming up in 4 minutes, but first, the latest from ABC News. Good morning, it's 7 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House calling special counsel Robert Mueller's report a total exoneration of the president. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders at the White House this morning.
The attorney general followed the legal process. He worked with the deputy attorney general, who's been involved since the very beginning of this two-year absurdity, and they made a decision that there was no obstruction.
Sanders speaking after Attorney General William Barr delivered a summary to Congress. ABC's Mary Bruce on Capitol Hill says Democrats see it a little differently.
Mueller was unwilling to fully exonerate the president, and Democrats here want to know why. And now Democratic leaders Schumer and Pelosi are questioning the attorney general, saying he has a record of bias about the special counsel and is not a neutral observer.
William Barr may be called to testify before Congress. Here's ABC's Lana Zak.
After word that the special counsel report had been filed, but before any sense of what it contained, there were nearly universal calls for transparency among Republicans and Democrats, both sides asking that the report be released to the public. But now that Attorney General William Barr has released his top-level findings, differences are emerging along party lines.
In Israel today, crews going through rubble after a rocket was fired into an area north of Tel Aviv from Gaza. 7 people were hurt. At least a dozen people suspected in the college admission scam are expected in a Boston courtroom today.
Prosecutors say the price of admission to at least one Ivy League school was not hard work and stellar grades, but was actually $400,000 paid to a coach.
The head women's soccer coach at Yale accepted an applicant as a recruit for the Yale women's team, despite knowing that the applicant did not even play competitive soccer.
Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling is now prosecuting that coach, and Yale has rescinded the admission of the student in question.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Boston. Apple today expected to introduce new video streaming service that'll take aim at Netflix and Amazon. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The KOMO Morning News.
7:02 right now, Monday morning, the 25th day of March. We have cloudy skies and there's a chance of showers this afternoon.
Along with Greg Hirschholt, I'm Amanda Factor. Here are the top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center.
A person was found shot to death in a vehicle on eastbound 520 near Montlake about 5:30 this morning.
It appears that the driver's side of the windshield has a bullet hole through the glass, almost where the driver would be sitting.
That's KOMO Suzanne Fahn, who reports that police are trying to figure out if someone shot the victim or if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We'll have more from Kiara on the traffic impacts of all of this in just a couple of minutes.
As you heard on ABC, Attorney General William Barr says Special Counsel Robert Mueller did not find evidence that President Trump's campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election.
But the question of whether Trump obstructed justice has not been finalized. More reaction from KOMO's Carlene Johnson.
Democratic lawmakers say they want a full and complete look at Mueller's findings, and they're dismissing Barr's summary as incomplete, seizing on a line in that summary that says Mueller's report does not exonerate the president when it comes to the obstruction of justice issue. This is Democratic Congressman Denny Heck.
I've read the letter, which I think it's important to remind people was written by Attorney General Barr, a political appointee of the president, and not Special Counsel Mueller. So it raises, I think, just as many questions as you might well imagine.
A different perspective from former House Oversight Committee Chair Republican Jason Chaffetz on Fox this morning.
Based on this report, the full, total, complete exoneration of the President of the United States, it's as if Donald Trump won $100 million to nothing.
Democrats say they're ready to issue subpoenas to get the full report if it is not released. Carlene Johnson, KOMO News.
Well, for decades, Seattle's downtown bus tunnel has served as an underground transit route.
Hundreds of transit buses are now displaced from that tunnel to make room for light rail expansion. We get more from KOMO's Corwin Hake.
The name bus tunnel really no longer applies now that over 800 buses that normally use the tunnel are bumped above ground to city streets. It's a change that, at least temporarily, could aggravate downtown traffic.
I think it's going to be a lot worse.
Commuter Shannon Staples worries about downtown traffic congestion, not just from buses, but from driver uncertainty.
Just watching how people are confused, is causing safety issues.
Over the weekend and again today, transit staff are on hand downtown advising commuters on where to catch their bus now that the transit tunnel is closed. In downtown Seattle, Corwin Hake, Como News.
Coming up on the Como Morning News,
I'm Brian Calvert with a local man who will finally be off that cruise ship that lost its engines over the weekend.
It's 7:04, time for a Como AAA traffic update. Kiara, how does that 520 corridor look?
It's not looking too bad, which is sort of a surprise. What we're talking about is this police investigation that's taking place eastbound 520. It's east of Montlake. The right lane's currently blocked. There is a small slowdown into the area, but there's no major backup there. So only slowing you down by probably about a minute at this point, maybe 2 minutes. Really not too much to worry about. But you can expect this lane to remain blocked for some time this morning, and that may start to cause some issues that become heavier a little bit later. We're working with a crash in Auburn, northbound 167 at 37th, over on the left shoulder, but distracting. So the drive is struggling from Highway 18. Eastbound 512, slow from the Mall to the Valley Freeway. Northbound 405, heavy from 169 into Newcastle. We also have scattered slowing in Factoria. Southbound 405, meanwhile, that's really packed from State Route 527 to 522, but the part of that drive out of Linwood, that's looking pretty good right now. Southbound I-5 will be slow as you're making your way from about 44 through the Shoreline area. Northbound I-5 working on delays through Tacoma City Center, again approaching Highway 18, off and on slowing out of Federal Way into SeaTac and back on those brakes from Michigan to Seneca. Next, come on traffic at 7:14.
Traffic this time is brought to you by H&R Block. Tax day is coming. Your time to file may be running out, but with H&R Block, you still have plenty of options to finish your return. Make an appointment, walk in, or drop off your docs at a Block office near you.
Seth Wayne's here from the Como Forecast Team.
Good morning.
I see the word showers in the forecast.
Yeah, we're looking at some of those showers coming our way later this afternoon. So it's still a dry commute into the office. Overall, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies, and that's going to linger throughout much of your morning and into the midday. As we forecast into the afternoon drive and then through that evening commute, we are going to be looking at the chance of some of those scattered showers coming in from the south. So do expect that shower activity first across the south sound, making its way northbound along I-5 throughout the dinner time hour. Showers stick around tonight, early tomorrow morning, and leave us wet at times through the next several days.
Right now in Seattle, mostly cloudy skies and 44 degrees.
Como News Time 7:07. Boeing software engineers spent the weekend in Seattle testing an update for its 737 MAX planes. CNN says the fix is meant to decrease the chances that the automated system will drive the plane's nose down, which is believed to have played a role in the Lion Air crash in Indonesia in October. Multiple airline sources say pilots and training officials from three airlines met with Boeing leaders Saturday to test that software.
Passengers aboard a cruise ship that lost its engines off the coast of Norway are headed home beginning today. But Como's Brian Calvert has the story of one Seattle man still on board.
Rolando LaMarca says his crew was headed to view the Northern Lights, but the sea got really rough on Friday.
Pitching and rolling. Side up and forward and aft.
Then the engines on the Viking Sky gave out.
We were finishing lunch and all of a sudden everything became eerily quiet. And then just like that, everything started flying.
Water rushed in through a broken window. The captain declared the cruise was over and about half of the passengers were flown to shore.
The waters were that bad that they could not use the lifeboat. They'll just be futile to try to get in them and try to get it to shore.
LaMarca says the crew did a great job keeping everyone calm. Now flights are being arranged to get all the passengers to where they were supposed to end up on Tuesday.
You will just get there most probably on Monday instead.
Brian Calvert, Como News.
A King County Sheriff's deputy had a scare last night when his patrol car was hit by a stolen car in White Center. It happened near 107th and 16th Avenue Southwest. The driver kept going after striking the deputy, then crashed. The stolen car burst into flames. The driver got away. Deputies say no one else was in the car.
A homeless encampment in North Seattle that allowed people to drink and do drugs soon will be no more. It's called Licton Springs Tiny House Village at 86th and Aurora. Como's Joel Marino says it's going to shut down at the end of the month.
Only seven people now live in this tiny house village that had numbered in the 60s after Seattle city leaders decided against renewing its permit. While it operated, neighbors saw property crimes and drug use increase in the area. City officials grew frustrated that people weren't moving into permanent housing. Sharon Lee says the group they hired to manage Licton Springs did a bad job of connecting residents to services. Lee says her team has since taken over operations and people are finally getting the help they need speed as the camp comes to a close.
That was something we learned in hindsight, is that low barrier should not mean nothing happens.
Police says what they learned is that unchecked drug use just doesn't work in this setting, and people need to regularly meet with caseworkers to keep them on track.
And that property eventually will be the home of an 8-story apartment complex to be built to house low-income workers.
The Tacoma Dome was packed last night for Michelle Obama's book tour stop, which had to be postponed during last month's snow. Como's Ryan Harris has more from the Tacoma Dome.
Obama family friend ABC's Jimmy Kimmel served as the host of the event.
First of all, where is your husband?
Yeah, Barack's at home. He, unlike me, has not finished his book. Still the same people.
Although there was plenty of serious discussion, Kimmel continued to apply his brand of humor.
You think he's smoking while he's writing that book?
He better not be. No. He kicked the habit. He committed to stop smoking when health care was passed.
And Mrs. Obama urged the roughly 19,000 people at the T-Dome to commit to vote, no matter how they feel about their current leaders. At the Tacoma Dome, Ryan Harris, Como News.
Como News Time 710. Sports from the Harley Exterior Sports Desk with Tom Hutler.
Husky seniors played their final game in purple and gold as the Dogs lost to North Carolina in the second round of the NCAA tournament in Columbus, Ohio. The Tar Heels pulling away in the second half to win at 81-59, out-rebounding the Huskies 44-19. Pac-12 Player of the Year Jalen Noel led the Huskies with 12, one of just three players in double figures. He said North Carolina was relentless.
One thing I can say about North Carolina is that they're really resilient. When we were up on them, I got to give them credit. They kept playing and they kept going at us. And you know, that's they're a really good team.
Washington finishes the season with a 28-8 record, their first tournament appearance since 2011. Tournament resumes with four games Thursday, including the number one seed in the West, Gonzaga, facing off against Florida State in Anaheim. Gonzaga's women playing a second round tournament game there tonight in Corvallis. Can't get tickets for opening day, but want to see the Mariners? Well, I got a couple of spring training games tonight and tomorrow at T-Mobile Park. 7:10 first pitch this evening facing the Padres before the home opener Thursday against the Red Sox. Sports at 10:40 past the hour. Tom Hutler on the home of the Huskies, Como News.
Como News Time 7:11. Detectives in Southern California are investigating a fire at a mosque in Escondido. They think it might be a case of arson and hate crime. Police Lieutenant Chris Lick says they have redoubled their efforts to make sure there is a high police presence in that area.
Everybody should remain absolutely vigilant and watchful over their prayer centers.
Flames broke out yesterday morning at the Dar ul Arkam Mosque, scorching one of the outside walls. Seven people were inside at the time, but no one was hurt. Police said the suspect left a message in graffiti, making reference to the terrorist attacks at two mosques in New Zealand that killed 50 worshippers. So far, no one's been arrested.
Another student from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida has reportedly committed suicide. Police are not releasing a name, but they say the student currently attended the high school. News of the death comes about a week after 19-year-old Sydney Iao committed suicide. She was diagnosed with PTSD after surviving the mass shooting at the high school in February of last year. That shooting claimed the lives of 17 people and sparked a movement calling for increased gun control and mental health services.
And now a more uplifting story, the story of a man coping with autism. He suffered a setback to his independence just a month ago after moving out on his own, but then he got a chance to experience a full measure of human kindness as a result. More from ABC News correspondent Pete Combs.
For 26-year-old Tony Jones, this is the sound of freedom and independence. Determined to cope with his autism, Tony wanted a job and a place of his own, and this scooter was his ticket to all of that. It allowed him to keep a job bagging groceries and eventually to get his own apartment. And then, less than 6 months later, the scooter was gone. Stolen.
It just made me upset. I wasn't happy about it.
Thanks to Acworth Police Detective Evan Wallace, Tony found the moped at a Bartow County impound lot. But the attendant there wouldn't even show it to them without money in hand. First, it was $350, then $250. Tony paid.
When we go look at the scooter, we discover it's destroyed.
Wallace could see Tony was heartbroken, and right there, Wallace made a decision.
I was pretty upset about it, obviously, you know. Here in Acworth, we're a family, and he's been in Acworth for 5 months or so now, and so now he's a part of the family, and we wanted to help him out.
Acworth detectives started exploring options. Lieutenant David St. Ange says eventually they came up with a plan. They'd use money from the department's chaplain's fund.
So we were excited to put the plan into motion, and it was a wonderful surprise for Tony.
They bought me this brand new scooter, and I have to thank them so much. I'm very happy for that.
Tony now has his independence back. And Acworth police, like Detective Evan Wattis, they say that makes them feel pretty good.
We're happy for him. We're just glad, you know, there's so much negativity that we see day in and day out that a happy ending like this is very satisfying.
Pete Combs, ABC News, Acworth, Georgia.
It's 7:14. Our Como AAA traffic now, right back to Kiara Jordan.
We still have our police investigation taking place in Seattle on eastbound 520 east of Montlake. The right lane is currently blocked, and very quickly a backup has formed. So now that backup is stretching toward I-5, Seattle to Bellevue, coming in at 18 minutes and growing. If you take eastbound 90, it's going to be about 5 minutes faster right now. We're also working with a crash in Auburn. Northbound 167 at 37th, not blocking, over on the shoulder, but you're getting caught looking at it, and it's causing a struggle from Highway 18. Eastbound 512, really heavy drive right now from the mall onto the Valley Freeway. We can expect off and on slowing northbound I-5 between Highway 16 and River Road. North 5 busy again, approaching Highway 18, Federal Way to Seattle, 42 minutes. Everett to Seattle, that's a 54-minute drive. I'm seeing that eastbound 18 is now busy from the Tiger Mountain Summit to I-90, and we're really lining up on westbound 204 as you're approaching the trestle, and then we'll remain busy across that trestle into Everett. Our next coming traffic at 7:24.
The weather forecast, cloudy skies with an increasing chance of rain moving up from the south this afternoon and overnight tonight. High temperature around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, a few showers, a few sun breaks, a high around 58. A partly sunny day Wednesday, also a high in the upper 50s.
In Arlington this morning, cloudy 37. In the Chehalis area, it's cloudy and 35. Here in downtown Seattle, overcast and 44.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Seattle's only 24-hour news station, Como News.
7:16 right now, Monday morning. Greg Hirschholt and Amanda Factor with the Como Morning News, along with Frank Lenzi at the editor's desk.
Well, perhaps the biggest takeaway from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, no collusion. After 22 months, Mueller's office turned its final report over to Attorney General William Barr on Friday.
President Trump landing back at the White House, taking another victory lap before the cameras.
I just want to tell you that America is the greatest place on earth. The greatest place on earth. Thank you very much.
Aides say the president is happy and in a great mood. He's also defiant, unloading before boarding Air Force One.
After a long investigation, after so many people have been so badly hurt, after not looking at the other side, where a lot of bad things happened, a lot of horrible things happened, a lot of very bad things happened for our country. It was just announced there was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia.
Attorney General William Barr concluding the special counsel found no evidence that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. But on obstruction, Robert Mueller explicitly stopped short of clearing President Trump, saying, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. The AG, however, essentially did, saying Mueller's team lacked sufficient evidence to establish the president obstructed justice. For President Trump, it is personal.
It was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this.
And he's now threatening an investigation into the investigation.
It began illegally, and hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown that failed.
His re-election campaign is already fundraising off of these findings. They sent a message to supporters saying now is the time to fight back.
That's ABC's Cecilia Vega.
The head of the House Judiciary Committee is demanding total transparency now that this investigation's over. New York Congressman Jerry Nadler says he wants Attorney General William Barr to testify before his committee. After Barr released a summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, Nadler says the full report needs to be made public. And the U.S. Supreme Court this morning has rejected rejected an appeal from a company owned by an unidentified foreign government that is refusing to turn over information demanded by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The justices did not comment today in turning away the company, but that company's racking up a fine of $50,000 a day for failing to comply with the grand jury subpoena for documents. The fines have been accruing since mid-January, and they could total nearly $3.5 million.
Existing investigations surrounding President Trump remain ongoing even after the conclusion of the Mueller investigation. Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations. Trump will also be followed to the following the trial of his former advisor, Roger Stone, and former Trump campaign chair, Paul Manafort, is facing state charges in New York after being convicted on several federal charges.
A new caravan of migrants is apparently moving north through Mexico toward the United States. The National Migration Institute says about 1,200 people from Central America and Cuba had already crossed from Guatemala into Mexico when they decided to form a caravan over the weekend. The new government of leftist Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador has pledged to regulate the movement of people and offer jobs and better pay for migrants who stay in Mexico.
Como News Time 720. That's time to get to our Propel Insurance Money Update. United Airlines is taking steps to be more inclusive. The company has announced they're adding new gender options when booking a flight or signing up for the Mileage Plus program. Customers can choose to identify as male, female, undisclosed, or unspecified. This comes after the trade group Airlines for America announced the non-binary gender options will become the standard for its members as of June 1st. The group includes Alaska Airlines. While TSA requires passengers to disclose their gender, officials say they'll accept the identification listed on a driver's license.
The nation's business economists foresee a sharp slowdown in U.S. economic growth over the next 2 years. That's in sharp contrast to the Trump administration's predictions that growth will accelerate this year and next. This finding comes from the latest survey by the National Association for Business Economics. And among the key factors in their dimmer assessment are a global slowdown and the ongoing trade conflicts between the Trump administration and several key U.S. trading partners.
So far, stocks are lower on Wall Street. The Dow down about 94 now at 25,408. S&P 500 down 13 and the NASDAQ is down 53.
Coming up next, we'll try to send you on a date night if you have the correct answer for our daily news trivia contest. And before that, we'll check traffic with Kiara right here on the Como
Information
Morning News.
Is power. Everything you need to know before you get to work. The Como Morning News with Greg Hirschold and Manda Factor on Como News 1000, FM 97.7 and comonews.com.
You have a wealth.